shaking at my hop. To the dance sensations that are screaming the nation at the hop. You can swing it, but you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jockey is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks gonna put their kicks at the hop. Let's go!
Ricky Rashika!
This is Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Every day is a beautiful day for football.
Brought to you by...
They are back-to-back state champions.
Garden Catering, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, Chicken Joe's, Glenville Shell, and Jersey Mike's.
Nastahowski blasting right up the middle. Touchdown.
He's got Barber if he can thread it in there. He does on the run. Outside the numbers, near sideline. Touchdown, Greenwich.
It's good! It's good! Greenwich wins on a walk-off field goal! 42 yards, Eric Perino! The Greenwich Cardinals are state champions!
And now, with the play-by-play, here are Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Rain has gone away, and now we are ready under sunny skies with some clouds overhead. It's the 2024 Class LL State Semifinals, and we're thrilled to bring it to you on 1490 WGCH. Good afternoon, everyone. With Dan Murphy, I'm Rob Adams. Today, the Greenwich Cardinals, the number 3 seed at 9-2 on the season, take on the number 2 seed, the Staples Wreckers, at 10-1. On the season overall. Each team coming off a quarterfinal victory. The Cardinals over New Britain 27-6, and Staples all over Manchester 42-6. This is an entirely different feel than the last time these two teams got together 10 days ago. Bigger crowd on hand today. Clear, comfortable. Some clouds overhead, big deal. Warmer temperatures. And football to be played between these rivals, and you wonder, with a spot in the state championship on the line, what's the result today? How different is today versus 10 days ago?
Well, that's one of the constants, right? Two great teams, two great rosters, two rivals. 11 days ago, it feels like we were just here, right? Well, that's because we were just here. Very one-sided affair the first time, if you were with us for that game. I think you got to wipe the slate clean if you're both of these teams. Regardless of the result, you're starting from scratch. And let's be honest, the intensity ratchets up that much more that we're at the playoff semifinal level. With a spot in the state championship game on the line here today, you're going to get both teams' best shot. We'll see what happens.
Well, look, Nick Weil was a problem for the Cardinals last time. He controlled the ball, threw it well. Was he a high completion percentage on Thanksgiving morning? No. But he threw for, I believe, 155 yards and a couple of touchdowns. The other night against Manchester, threw for 3 touchdowns, and they rolled. They rolled easily. Now they play the Cardinals. What did they learn from the first game? What did each team figure out? What's going to happen here? So much to resolve as we get ready for this one. And I would imagine a big crowd still filing in here today to Paul Lane Field at Staples Stadium.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're Greenwich, it's no secret what Staples is going to try to do. Nick Weil only completed the 6 passes on Thanksgiving, but it was for 155 yards, and every pass that he hit was a huge play down the field. Anthony Armentano, their running back, he's going to get his carries. The guys on the outside, Shane Sandrew, Nathan Smith, they've been their 2 home run hitters at wide receiver. Greenwich is going to have to figure out a way to neutralize that threat down the field. And let's be honest, if you're Greenwich, very little went right 11 days ago. You turned the football over 4 times. You couldn't get your running game going effectively. MJ really struggled throwing the ball down the field. You're going to have to see a lot of improvement all around the board here. But like I said, you know, one of the things that's very important to remember, especially as you get to this time of the year, is that teams that play each other twice in close proximity, rarely does it go the same both times. It's very difficult for teams to beat each other twice in a row. And I'm not picking Greenwich to win, obviously, but you got to think that this is going to be a different game in some respects than what you saw 11 days ago. And that's one of the things that I think Greenwich can hang their hat on as they prepare for this game.
One thing to note about this game, this is the first time the Cardinals and Wreckers have ever met in the state playoffs. They've met in the FCAC Championship. They met three times, in fact, within basically the past 18 years. The Wreckers won two of those three. But this is their first state showdown, and the winner gets either West Haven or Fairfield Prep next weekend in either New Britain or Hartford. The state will let us know when they're good and ready.
Yeah, just give us a call when you're ready.
That's the way it goes.
Let us know.
They like to make an announcement. Cardinals in the end zone right now to our left. White uniform tops with the red.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah. Yeah.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Connecticut. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance.
The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, Heat Holders Original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat Holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary 3-stage process, making Heat Holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to HeatHolders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. HeatHolders.com.
At the Greens at Greenwich, they specialize in the care of persons with early to mid-stage memory impairment. Programs are tailored to meet the individual needs and preferences of each resident. Activities include the creative arts therapies, daily fitness, and cognitive groups, weekly trips to Westchester Broadway Theater, museums, and even Island Beach, social, recreational, therapeutic, spiritual, educational, and cultural programs are all available. The staff of caring nurses offers wellness services. All of the amenities, which focus on mind, body, and spirit, include a secure outdoor garden and offer the residents an exceptional lifestyle. Menus are prepared by the Greens chefs and served in their home-like dining room. The highly trained staff of the Greens at Greenwich strives to provide exceptional service. The Greens at Greenwich, where all residents are recognized as persons of worth and treated with respect and dignity. Visit them online at thegreensatgreenwich.com. Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147.
Hi, this is Gavin Muir from the Class of 2019 State Champions, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinal Football on 1490 WGCH.
Welcome back to Staples High School. We will apologize in advance. There is a gremlin crawling around the internet here, so that is an issue, but the Cardinals won the toss. They want the ball. Do you like the strategy of getting the ball first?
Be aggressive right out of the gate. I don't mind this at all.
See if you can set the tone. That's one of the things you and I were talking about off the air. Set the tone in this game. Don't play from behind. Obviously, cannot turn the ball over, Dan, under any circumstances. Have to protect it today. And look, defense has got to have a big game as well.
Defense has got to play very well, especially the secondary. You know, if your name is Guy Germain, Noah Steele, Chase Anesta, Jack Carroll, you've got to play your best game of the year as a unit, and individually you guys are going to have to make some plays as well. But yeah, I like this move by Greenwich, taking the ball first. This team has been at its best year-round when they've been playing from ahead. The defense can get after it a bit more. The offense, playing from ahead, can do what they do best, which is run the football between the tackles. So let's see what Greenwich has in store for Staples this afternoon.
Hector Lopez among the deep men with Noah Steele. And we wait for the kickoff. Aiden Stubbs did a good job last week. One of the better. They've got great kicking. Both teams, in fact, is particularly good. Stubbs will put it in the air. The Cardinals will defend the south end zone. The wind at their back. Let's go. End over end. It comes down. Steele at the four. Starts along the near side, makes a turn between the hash marks, has an opening, and then gets upended at the 20-yard line. He hit a truck named Callum McLean, and the senior knocked him down.
That was Callum McLean with the hit for the
It'll be Cardinal football going from right to left here in the opening stanza. Now the Cardinal offense trots on. MJ D'Angelo, the senior quarterback, ran the ball very well against New Britain on Tuesday night. He'll have Hector Lopez in the backfield with him. Lines trip receivers out to the right. Tight end Michael Golden on the near side. And the Cardinals ready to rock with a first down at their own 21-yard line. Waiting in a shotgun set. D'Angelo takes, gives off the left side. Lopez finds an opening for a moment, but the hole closes for about a gain of six.
Goes for a gain of seven. For the records, that's
Charlie Clark, junior cornerback, pinched in to make the stop. It'll be second and four. Ball near the 18. Cardinals sending in the signals to D'Angelo. He's got it with three receivers out to the right again. No score, just underway. Shotgun snap, right back to Lopez. Lopez with a push, and the Cardinals, big push up front. He'll get a first down across the 30 to the 32-yard line. So a good opening start here for the Cardinals. Big push on the line.
Yeah, this is how Greenwich wants to play this game. Between the tackles, running the ball effectively, getting 4, 5, 6 yards a carry. That's how they're going to be able to keep possession of the ball away from Staples' high-powered offense and keep their defense off the field as well.
D'Angelo empties the backfield. Blake Martin, the receiver, out to the left, has man coverage there, waiting on the shotgun snap. Takes a long time. He's got it, but he'll run that quarterback draw. And again, good push to get out near the 36. It'll be a gain of four. He was gang tackled. With the first number I see getting out of the pile being Cody Goldman, the senior middle linebacker.
Yeah, that power run game inside with D'Angelo keeping it, that's a one-yard gain with most other players, but he pushes the pile forward for an extra 3 yards. It's going to be something worth watching here, this interior matchup between the Greenwich offensive line and this front four of Staples.
Second and six, just across the 35 in Staples, or in Greenwich territory. Quick pass right side was a dangerous one, incomplete.
It's going to fall incomplete.
It'll bring up third down.
I think he wanted to go to Lopez there on a short screen pass, but that was a dangerous pass into a lot of traffic. Staples read it well.
Looks like they have set the college football playoffs. Oregon remains the number one, for instance. No shock there. Third and six at the Cardinal 36-yard line, near hash. 10:14 to go first quarter. D'Angelo to throw. Sets, goes underneath. That is dropped right into the arms of Michael Mineo. But the defender, Colin McClain, was hanging all over him. I'll give credit to the defense on that play.
It's good coverage, but on third and six, that's a play you're going to have to make. And in order for Greenwich to move the chains consistently today, those are the kinds of plays they're going to have to hit on.
Alex Gavardaskalia gets it away on the fourth down punt, takes a bounce and is downed at the 31-yard line. Jack Jedlicka downing it there. So the Wreckers will get the ball for the first possession of this game for them. No score, 10:04 to go first quarter.
Look at you pronouncing Alex K's name with confidence over there.
Don't be confident that I said it correctly. So the opening round college football, just to run it by quickly. Clemson in Texas, Tennessee, Ohio State, SMU, Southern Methodist, of course, and Penn State, Indiana, and Notre Dame. The byes go to Arizona State, Oregon, Boise State, and Georgia. Back here, 10:04 remaining, first quarter, and a first down at the Wrecker 32-yard line. Weil stands in shotgun. Uses play action, sets up, sends it left side. That's complete right near the 40 on man coverage. And it's Shane Sandrew. And that's almost establishing things right there, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of their bread and butter plays, that short pass to the outside. They love running that short passing game. When you've got two stud wide receivers out there on the edge, you can't resist running plays like that all day.
It's a gain of 9 to the 41. Chase Anesta was the defender. He stopped him immediately. Shotgun snap on second and a yard. Back deep, going deep. Left side, Sandru overthrows him by a yard, incomplete. Nico Galindo, the defender that time. But Sandru had a step. It'll be third and a yard. Yeah, I love that play call on second and one.
Yeah, you know, the same thing applies for Staples, right? They play very well when they're ahead as well. So they're wasting no time trying to get their big play machine going here. And it's a good play call, too, because it was second and short. It was second and a yard. So now you're still in good shape here. It's only third and a yard. You can trust your offense to get a yard in a situation like this.
Armentano, the tailback. Two receivers near side, one out to the left. Weil, a junior. And another Staples quarterback that can haunt the Cardinals. You think of Caleb Smith for the past 2 years. Shotgun snap. No, it'll be Weil, and they've got him in the backfield. Tries to turn it. He won't get there. Jack Kelly wrapped him up for a loss.
And be stopped for a loss of two.
So the Cardinal defense blitzing in on third down. They get the stop on that quarterback play action draw.
Yeah, they fake the flip to Armentano there, and Weil tries to keep it himself, but Jack Kelly is in the backfield more or less right at the snap of the ball and blows that play up. So good job by the Cardinals forcing a three and out of their own.
Josh Marcus, outstanding punter, will get rid of it. From the 39, takes it, mask high, sends a wild kick that kind of wobbles around inside the 20, where it'll get picked up by Lopez on the sideline, breaks one tackle. Near side 10 to the 15, brought down there. Turned really nothing into a little something. Ben Barger made the stop for the Wreckers. Partly cloudy and 51 degrees as we kick off. The wind out of the west-southwest at 11 and gusting to 23, which seems surprising, but it is gusting a bit. Humidity 35%. Chance of precipitation 3%.
Where are they getting 3 from?
I have no idea.
Jeez.
But keep that precipitation at 0. I've had enough of it here.
We had more than we could ever ask for 11 days ago, so I'm okay with 0.
Cardinal offense will start at their own 15-yard line. No score first quarter.
There is a bit of a swirling breeze that's
right now,
picked up the last couple of minutes. Yeah.
Three receivers out to the right. D'Angelo and Lopez in the backfield. Off it goes to Lopez. Hector moving forward to about the 18, maybe 2. DeLuca in on the stop for the Wreckers. Staples football, of course, just a legacy of terrific football here, dating back to the early 2000s. And I'm sure Mars Petrosio is watching or listening somewhere. Mars had a birthday yesterday. Second and 8. D'Angelo will do it himself. Got dragged initially, and they'll put him down. I'm not sure he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Looks like no gain on the play. Tackle made by Cody Goldman.
Cody Goldman got in the backfield and stopped him.
Third and 8.
It'll be third and 8. No score, first quarter. Breeze is just enough that it's impacting the press box door. Not that we're in the press box. Third and 7, let's call it a long 8. No score first quarter. Lopez angles about to empty the backfield. It'll be D'Angelo on the quarterback draw. He stands no chance as he gets to the 21.
Short game.
They'll give him progress to the 21, but it's going to bring up fourth down, and the punting team will come on again.
That's a good job by Staples there, staying at home, because that's a play that Greenwich loves to run on third down. You fake it, you fake the pass, and D'Angelo keeping it inside.
And the punt, and he ran into the kicker. A flag is going to fly. Bounced and picked up by Sandru at the 41. Makes a turn left, goes back to his right, and is put down by Santi Parra.
Let's see if this is a personal foul or a...
It is. So the game's first break goes to the Cardinals. So the 15-yard penalty against the Wreckers. This a day with all kinds of playoff games going on. Not as heavy, of course, as it was the other night. But keep in mind, the other night, I'm not sure I want to talk about those scores. There were maybe...
On Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them were lopsided. Yeah, there's no question.
Should we talk about 75-14? It was.
Well, whatever it was. Yeah, there were a couple that got out of hand early. Yeah.
And that's 69-0 at halftime, Dan.
Goodness.
With running clock in the second half.
Wow.
Killingly with a huge win. Cardinals get a first. The turn with a push to the 41. Give him a gain of four. Davis Crandall, the leading tackler for the Wreckers, in on the stop. Make it second and six, no score, 6.5 to go in the opening frame. Crowd continuing to fill in. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you're going to have to know and account for where Davis Crandall is at all times. He can single-handedly blow up a game.
Second and six. Empty backfield, pass out to the left side, complete on a screen. Goes to Lopez, who gets walloped, but he'll stretch to the 45. And the walloping was done, I believe, by Charlie Clark. It'll bring up third and about a yard.
They're trying to stretch out this Staples defense from sideline to sideline. They've tried between the tackles with varying degrees of success. Now they're trying to spread them out a little bit and seeing what kind of success they can have either in the short passing game or in the running game when they get their backs out on the edge.
They break out Jaws here on third and a yard to raise the tension. Lopez in the backfield to the left hip of D'Angelo. MJ waits, blitz shown by the Wreckers. It is Lopez. Hector ducks his head down, gets a first down as he just slices through. Much like a shark would for a gain of about five. Oh, and the 10th just flew away from the Wreckers sideline.
Yeah, their big blue tent that they have all their equipment set up.
A group of players come over to retrieve that.
It just overturned onto, it's not in the stands, it's on the pavement between the track and the stands.
Takes a village to put a tent back up, and that's what they're doing right now. I have tent nightmares. Stories.
I have tent nightmares from 11 days ago.
First down at the Wrecker 48. Lopez comes in motion. Play fake to him. D'Angelo runs to the left, to the right side. He will be taken down. And who got him? What was Dan just saying a moment ago? Keep an eye on Davis Crandall. He got him.
One of the best linebackers in the state of Connecticut. And we mentioned how he can wreck a game. He single-handedly turned the game around against Manchester on Tuesday night with a blocked punt, an interception. He was all over the field in that game. And we got to see him up close 11 days ago also. He's one heck of a player.
Second and 11 after a loss of a yard. 4:16 to go first quarter. No score. Two receivers make it three near side, one out to the right. D'Angelo with one in the backfield is Lopez. D'Angelo will do it himself. Tripped up initially. He was able to jump over that. And he's able to get back maybe to the original line of scrimmage, but it'll bring up third and eight. They gave him a good forward push near the Wrecker 46-yard line, so definitely third and eight. 3:42, clock running, first quarter. We'll check on scores as best as we can. There's plenty of FCAC activity today. Darien and New Canaan on track for maybe another state championship run. Third and eight. Shotgun snap taken, D'Angelo to throw. Swings it out left, incomplete. Left it too far in front of Lopez on a screen try, and it's fourth and eight. So missed opportunities really for both teams early on.
Yeah, and that was a pretty good drive that Greenwich had going there. It took about 5 minutes off the clock, and that's the way they want to play this game offensively.
Plus, you got to take advantage of mistakes, but this punt comes down to the 14. .3:15 to go in the first quarter.
So if you're Staples coming back out after a three and out, see what they can do deep in their own territory. And I feel like Greenwich is willing. Their cornerbacks against these skill receivers.
In the backfield is Armentano on a first down. Wild takes, gives to Armentano. Running left, gets around the corner. He'll stretch for a couple out near the 18-yard line. Max Merrick was there to help make the stop for the Cardinals. It'll be second down on second and six.
Tackled by number 20, Justin Carroll.
There are many things we can gripe about, cell phone service being one of them, so I can't check scores for you right now. Nothing works.
Well, that's why we have a halftime show also.
Sean Kilkelly's the best. Second and six. Armentano again tries the left side, makes the turn. This is trouble. He gets a first down. And it looked like he was going to go for a lot more, but I don't know if he got tripped, stumbled, slipped. He got to the 30 on a gain of 11.
Yeah, I think he did trip a little bit, but otherwise he had a lot more green in front of him.
No score, 2:20 to go, first quarter. West Haven a 7-0 lead on Fairfield Prep. That is on the other side of this bracket. And he got 12 yards, did Armentano, to the 31. Wild takes, using a play fake. That play looking like it got blown up a little bit, but he is taken down for a loss as Wild for a loss of a yard back to the 30-yard line. It was like he went to do a play action, but at the mesh point, that ball looked like it was slipping a little bit.
Yeah, it looked to me like there was trouble with the exchange there, and so Wild just decided to cover it up himself. But on that Prep West Haven game real quick, I've been telling people for a few weeks now to keep an eye on West Haven. I think they could very easily find themselves playing again next week.
Cardinals showing a five-man rush as the linebackers pinch in on second and 11. Wild takes, uses play action, he's in trouble. Gets around the Santi Parra rush, but not the second rush. Down he goes, back near the 23.
Yeah, that's what Greenwich is going to have to do. They're going to have to get the pressure up the middle, whether it's rushing four guys or bringing the blitz, and they brought extra guys this time. And Justin Carroll was the first guy to break through and get to Nick Wild.
Jacob Mobley got him back at the 23 on the sack with 60 seconds remaining in quarter one. No score. What a shock. Sean Patrick Boley is at the Surf Club today for Hand and St. Joe's. He loves the Surf Club, and if you've ever been there, it's fantastic. Third and 18. Shotgun snap in an empty backfield. Wild with a lot of time. Talks, he's in trouble again. Sprints out to his right, still in trouble. Pursuit coming, and he throws it underneath. It is incomplete. Trying to find Nathan Smith, but even then, Smith was well covered. Would have been well short of a first down.
Yeah, again, great pursuit by Greenwich's front on that play, forcing Wild out of the pocket. Wild's got a great arm, but you can make him really uncomfortable by getting a good pass rush on him and making him get rid of the football before he really wants to.
Punt time again. And we get a flag and a whistle and a false start. Second penalty of an otherwise clean first quarter.
And the other thing about having a good pass rush is that it helps your secondary out and their coverage of the playmakers on the back end. So we'll have to keep an eye on that also.
Try it again on the punt. Now on fourth and 23. And a high snap goes into the end zone. Picked up. Can he get it away? He does. What a great job by Marcus. That ball takes a bounce. And what a job. This goes to the Cardinal 40-yard line. And a standing ovation for Josh Marcus. As what could have been disaster, and at the very least could have been a 2-0 game, instead gives the Cardinals position at their own 40.
Well, Marcus is one of the best punters in the state of Connecticut, and you know, to keep your head in that moment when the ball goes over your head, being able to just pick it up and get away a punt, he did a phenomenal job there.
And I think I had him for 47 on the punt, but regardless, great job. First down for the Cardinals, trips out to the right. Near side is empty. D'Angelo, long snap count, gives it to Lopez. Bounces it left, fights for a yard. Jarrett DeLuca was the first one to hit him on what might be the final play of quarter number one. Thanksgiving was 7-0 after one. Today, I think the tension's going to be off the charts as we move through this one. It might be. One in the books. The winner goes to the state championship. No score. Greenwich and Staples. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
This is Mike Kern from Ohio, and you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football, 1490 WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.
To quarter number two we go. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy with Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. Thanks to Kevin Happeny, who put a nice comment on Facebook. Kevin called a classic yesterday in Syracuse as Port Jervis upended Maine Endwell 33-26, and I'm hoping Kevin gets his voice back. He was exhausted by the end of that one.
I would be too if I was doing that one.
What a great experience. Second and 9 here, no score. Handoff. And Hector will take it for about 3 to the 44, but after the first drive of the game, Dan, it feels like the Wreckers have really tightened up on the line.
They are doing a good job of minimizing their gains on the inside, running the football between the tackles. They kind of had some openings in the first quarter, but that has closed up a bit. And now, again, you're in a 3rd and 6. Remember what I said. You're going to have to convert these 3rd and 5, 3rd and 7 kind of plays if you're going to sustain drives against the Staples defense.
3rd and 6 at the 44. In motion, Lopez. D'Angelo to throw. Starts to his right. Tucks. He will run. Running. Now throws. Had a man wide open. Almost intercepted. Oh, he had a man over the middle wide open in record territory at the 38. Threw it too high. Cardinals will have to punt it away.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. He had Alex Merdella running kind of an in pattern into the middle of the field, and D'Angelo on the run tried to make a throw, but he threw it too high.
St. Joe's 7-0 after 1. Newtown giving New Canaan a game, 7-7 tie. They are in the first quarter. Dave Stewart reporting from New Canaan. And West Haven giving Fairfield Prep all they can handle. 14-0 in that one. Punt away. Fair catch called for at the 16.
That punt's going to be picked up by Sandrew at the 15-yard line.
West Haven 14, Fairfield Prep. First down for the Wreckers. At the Wreckers 16, they go from right to left, second quarter. Weil with a man in the backfield. Play action, sets up, steps out to his right, in trouble, throws a wild ball incomplete. Oh, the Cardinal rush is getting to him, and now a flag flies. Both Justin Carroll and Santi Parra was in the backfield. Are they going to get roughing the passer? Let us see.
I was wondering about intentional grounding myself.
Oh, you? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
He
Good
threw
call.
That ball,
Good
and there call. Was nobody in the area, so yeah. That is the call.
That is correct call.
And again, the pass rush from Greenwich getting home, forcing a bad decision.
So that's going to put the ball all the way back.
It's going to be half the distance to the goal,
sure
I would
it
think.
Is. Sure it is.
Yeah, inside the five.
Back to the two from the looks of it. So you're talking second, and remember, loss of down.
Right.
So second and 19. Easily. I think it's even more than that. It's like second and 22, actually.
Right, because the where he was down. Yeah, I'm not sure how they're figuring this out, but never mind. It's like trying to do like integral calculus, trying to figure out where they spot the football.
Yeah, that's
sometimes.
That's your world. You're the engineer.
Yeah.
Wild takes a shotgun snap, gives it off. Looked like Armentano, who got slammed into immediately at the one. So third and a lot. Justin Carroll on the stop.
Third and long for the Raiders.
Yeah, that was second and 25. So third and very long in the shadow of your own end zone.
Not ideal.
Some would say that's not what you want.
Some would say it's not what you want. That is true. By the way, remind me, speaking of our friends from the Hudson Valley Renegades, there may be another karaoke night coming up on the 21st.
Well, if there is, let me know. I would
okay.
be happy to drop by.
I will tell you there is.
Okay.
Third and a lot. Weil to his right. That's going to be intercepted. Noah Steele at the 20-yard line. It'll be Cardinal ball.
What a job by this Greenwich defense that is set up again by pressure that they bring. And Weil throws it up for grabs, and Noah Steele is right there to come down with the interception.
And so with 10:06 remaining in the first half, the Cardinals get their best field position yet.
Well, here you go. You've got to capitalize on this. You get the turnover with your defense. Now the offense has to do their job.
First down at the 20. Far hash from left to right. Lopez bounces to the left side, tries to turn it back in. He'll get three.
Carry by Lopez, picks up three.
It'll be second and 7. Sean Kilkelly working hard in the studio and truly earning his money today.
And Rob, this feels like such a different game from 11 days ago, doesn't
it?
It
sure does. It sure does.
This is what I was talking about in the pregame. It's very difficult for two games to go exactly the same when they're this close together.
Mineo and O'Donnell, the receivers out to the right, Martin to the left. On second and 7, Lopez in the backfield. Here's D'Angelo to Lopez. And they're going to whistle that play dead.
Hang on a minute. And somebody jumped.
Yeah, it's going to be a false start. First penalty against the Cardinals. That is also different from 11 days ago where it felt like it was flag day here.
Yeah.
You wanted free hankies? That was a day to come here and get one. You would get one for sure.
You know, it almost felt like we were playing in Pittsburgh with all the yellow hankies flying around. Jeez.
I like that. Steelers got some injury problems today. All right, after that, it becomes second and 12 as we hit the 9-minute mark of the first half. D'Angelo to throw. Looking left, goes left and high, and that's picked off. Picked off by Charlie Clark, who tries to turn it back in at the 20. The teams exchange turnovers. We stay scoreless with 8:51 to go in the first half.
Yeah, that's not a good throw by D'Angelo into traffic there. Staples opportunistic there, making the play on the other end to atone for their own turnover. So those are the kinds of plays that Greenwich offensively is going to have to make. You know, down in the red zone, you get a nice, get set up a great field position, but you're not able to do anything with it. You just wonder if stuff like that is going to come back to haunt you later.
First down at the record 23-yard line. It feels like who blinks first, and there has been some blinking, but not enough to cause a score. Motion in the backfield. Weil will give it off. A flag down already. Armentano off the right side gets to the 21. It's a gain of 8, but let's see what's going on with the flag. And it looks like it's going to be, I think, a false start if I saw it correctly. But the referee has yet to indicate it. And that's the case. What is being called an illegal formation? Penalty number 4 against the Wreckers.
Yes, that's one of the differences between 11 days ago and today is that Staples' offense has looked a bit out of sync in this first half. Now, Greenwich, to their credit, has made them look uncomfortable, no question, but Staples has struggled to get things going on their end.
First and long now. Left side, Armentano makes one miss, not the second. Get him back at the 15. It'll be a loss of two more. And Justin Carroll is all over the place today.
Cardinals are flying to the football, aren't they? Justin Carroll has been leading the charge this first half.
Second and 17. I did not have the Beastie Boys and Brass Monkey on my bingo card today. From the music side of things. 7:49 remaining first half, no score. Shotgun snap, Weil rolling right on second down, still rolling to the far side, throws high and incomplete. A diving Justin Halke tried to make the catch near the first down marker at the 33. It'll be third and 17. Dan and I, both big music fans, and forgive me for doing 10 seconds here, maybe more, but do remember John Lennon on this day.
Yep, December 8th is obviously a very unforgettable day in music history for the wrong reasons. Of course, a lot of people found out about the death of John Lennon because they were watching or listening to a football game, right?
They sure were. Dolphins and Patriots, which wound up in overtime. Third and 17, pass to Sandrew left side on a screen. Tries to make one miss off a block. He got the block, but he got to the 25, and that's about it. It'll bring up fourth and about a 9.
Well, that's a good solo tackle there by Galindo at the end of that play, not letting Sandrew get away from him. And again, that play is set up by the pass rush. Greenwich brings the house on third down, forcing Weil to throw it short and quickly.
Wreckers will have to punt it away. Marcus on to do the honors. Takes the snap, chest high, gets rid of it. End-over-end kick, takes a bounce, gets over Lopez, who will have to go all the way back and scoop it up at the 11, and he's tripped up at the 15. So field position, a huge factor in this game. Neither team has been able to sustain a drive, and the Cardinals will get the ball at their own 15 with 6:54 remaining in the first half. No score as we play here.
While we have a second, I don't know if this got through before we got cut out by the Gremlins in the pregame, but I want to say hello to everybody who's tuned in this afternoon, whether this is your first or second broadcast with us, or if you've been with us for many years by now. I want to thank you for making us part of your Sunday, part of your football Sunday, part of your championship semifinal Sunday.
I'm proud of you remembering it's Sunday.
I'm all discombobulated with the schedule we've had the last week and a half.
Cardinals who trips out to the far side left. Play action. They'll go out left. Blake Martin, the catch. Makes a run. Makes a turn. Far side. Midfield. 45-40. Foot race. Armentano trying to catch him. He won't. Touchdown, Greenwich. 85 yards on a wide receiver screen. It's 6-0.
Blake Martin, who had his biggest game of the season against New Britain a few days ago. No better time for him to get cooking. And this is just a short pass in the flat that D'Angelo hits him right in stride, and Martin does the rest. Great blocking out in front, downfield, and Martin does the rest, taking it all the way to pay dirt.
And the extra point from Julian Rivera on the way. And the extra point is up and good. 6:40 to go, first half.
Who needs good field position?
7-0 Greenwich. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Hi, this is Drew McFadden, Greenwich Cardinal football, 1984-1985.
And this is his son, Ben McFadden. You're listening to 1490 WGCH, home of the Greenwich Cardinals. Go Big Red!
Dan, when you look at the number 42, what's the first name that comes to your mind?
I
can think of two.
I think of two right away. Either Mariano Rivera or Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, not Julian Rivera. That's Julian Rivera. I said Rivera.
That's all right. It happens.
Now you know why. Here's the end over end kick. Sam makes a turn to his right. Takes it along the hash marks and gets tripped up. And is that Justin Carroll? It was at the 30. 7-0 Cardinals on the long catch and run.
Yeah, Blake Martin had 3 catches, 77 yards on Tuesday night, including a long touchdown reception. So he's kind of getting into a groove of his own here, and no better time to do so.
Armentano made a great effort to catch up with him, but Martin was able to avoid the tackle and take it the rest of the way.
And so here's what we talked about earlier, Rob. Playing from ahead. The offense plays better when they're ahead. And now this defense, which has already done a good job of getting after Nick Weil, now they're playing from ahead as well. They can pin their ears back a little bit.
Staples wants a timeout with 6:34 remaining in the first half. While we have a moment, the Gatorade Player of the Year for Connecticut was announced earlier this week. And it's a kid we get to cover, kid I got to see for most of his senior year. I mean, Blake Hebert of Brunswick, Gatorade Player of the Year.
How about that?
And the second Gatorade Player of the Year to come from Brunswick, with Cornelius Johnson being the other just a few years ago. For those who are clutching their pearls about it being a player from a prep school or a player that isn't originally from Connecticut, he played his football in Connecticut this year. What's there to say?
Well, I got to watch him in a couple of games in person, and really impressive talent, and I'm really excited to watch what he can do over at Notre Dame starting next year.
One of 3 Bruins heading to Notre Dame. Shotgun snap on first down. Pass goes left. Caught by Nathan Smith. Race on to the near sideline, 40-45. He'll have a first down at midfield. Chased down by Jack Carroll. It's a gain of 20.
Yeah, they get single coverage there on the outside, and Weil gets it to Smith, who's able to shake him off and get to the sideline for a big gain.
And Hebert decommitted from Clemson to change to go to Notre Dame. Remarkable young player. Empty backfield for Weil. Looks to his right. That's caught by Smith, who's hit immediately for a gain of 5. Carroll on the coverage. It'll be 2nd and 5. 7-0 Cardinals, 6:17 remaining first half. By the way, Matty Augustine and Ethan Long, the other Bruins, heading to Notre Dame next year. But I saw Hebert with my own eyes for, I think, 8 of their 11 games, 9 of their 11 games, including a 99-yard touchdown run.
That ain't too bad, huh?
No, not at all. 2nd and 5. Cardinals show rush. Now they show blitz. Here they come. Weil has to get rid of it. Throws it incomplete. Short hopped at the 35-yard line by Sandrew. It'll bring up 3rd down.
And again, that goes as an incompletion in the stat line, so you don't think much of it. But that is made possible by the four-man rush by Greenwich getting home and forcing him to throw that ball before he wants to.
And the two blitzing linebackers helping for sure because Parra was in his face. It'll be third and five with the Cardinals leading 7-0 here. And I will tell you, for everyone asking, amazingly I have not been asked yet, shockingly, after third and five, Wild takes, looks to his right, throws to his right. That's high and incomplete. Sandrew, the receiver, fell down. Noah Steele was right there on top of him, but the ball well overthrown and out of bounds. It'll be fourth and five, and it looks like they're going to punt it away. Dan and I have no knowledge of where any championship game will be played in terms of date, time, or location yet. We know it's either a Root Field at Central Connecticut or the Rent in East Hartford. That's it, and it's either Friday or Saturday. But beyond that, I got nothing. Punt coming up. Marcus to do it. Good snap, crouches down, gets it, gets rid of it. End over end kick, Lopez at the 9. Spinarama out of the first tackle. Brings it near side, stayed on his feet, and got slowed up enough to be brought down at the 16. If he could have moved out of that, there was some open field in front of him. 5.5 to go, first half, 7-0.
Five and a half minutes, and you still have all three timeouts if you're Greenwich, so plenty of time to put a long drive together here before the half.
Cardinal offense comes out from left to right. Lopez will stay in the backfield. Trips out to the left. D'Angelo in shotgun. MJ takes it, gives to Lopez. Hector bouncing off tacklers, gets maybe two. Brought down by Callum McLean, who's been very active. Second and 8 at the Greenwich 19-yard line. 7-0 Cardinals. And I can't get tweets to load to give you any update on scoring, so I will leave that to Sean. Unless I get things working again here. Second and 8. Two receivers left, one near side right. Back to Lopez. Bounces off the right side. Ducked down, and he's able to get to the 21. Again, it's only 2, but he did a great job of fighting off Charlie Leahy. He kind of took Leahy almost out of his shoes to duck down and get those 2.
Yeah, a lot of Lopez's runs inside have been very impressive this year with the yards he's able to gain after first contact.
Ball sitting.
And what do you know, Rob? Third and 6.
Third and 6. Ball sitting at the 21. Four-man rush for the Wreckers. D'Angelo empties the backfield off the quarterback draw. And again, they're going about 2 yards at a time. He gets to the 24, maybe the 25. They'll put him back at the 24, which is going to bring up 4th and 3. And these coaches aren't even thinking 4th down. They go right in with the punt team today.
Yeah, Staples can tend to play the field position game a couple minutes ago. And Greenwich, obviously deep in your own end, there's not much of a decision here.
Flag down, punt away. Chases Sandrew, who will run over to the 30 and the 29-yard line. Ball's going to roll to the sideline right there, but there is a flag to be dealt with.
There is a flag on the play.
So we await.
Illegal shift.
An illegal shift against the Cardinals.
I think they will accept this penalty. Push him back 5 yards and make him re-kick. As the breeze kicks up a little bit here, maybe you can hear that in the microphone.
By the way, I've got things working again. St. Joe's and the Soto discussions continue, and I keep seeing glimpses of tea leaves to indicate that he might be coming to the Yankees. I really don't know at this point. I just want it over with.
Yeah, right.
And I'm kind of not heartbroken if he goes.
We could have a whole discussion about that, couldn't we?
Sure could. Doubleheader, probably not tomorrow. Here's the punt coming away. High kick. A fair catch, apparently, at the 35-yard line.
Good punt by Alex Kay.
And Hunter's phone has been returned to the press box. So, Hunter, if you are here, go get your phone. As I wrote on social media, and I'll say it here on our broadcast, I know you have options for who you could watch or listen to today. There are, you know, not exactly NBC, CBS, and ESPN doing the game, but you have options, and we're glad you joined us. First down for the Wreckers. Wild to throw, trailing 7-0. Throws incomplete. They cannot get the pass offense going today. It was intended for Marcus over the middle.
The pass off line a little bit. He's fortunate that that's an incomplete pass because Nico Galindo was lurking back there. He might have gotten a finger on that.
Ball sits at the 36, 2nd and 10, 3:27 to go, first half. Greenwich with a 7-0 lead on the Blake Martin 85-yard touchdown catch and run. A look back to the Staples sideline. The news of the play delivered. Wild takes, Wild looks. Wild throws to his right. Has a man and can't hold it. Would have been a first down at the 49-yard line.
Yeah, hits him in the hands there right at the first down marker. Not able to bring it in.
Believe that was the senior receiver, Michael Loya, bringing up 3rd and 10. So down to 3:23 in kind of an eerie atmosphere.
I probably have said this, or it feels like I've said this a million times, but this is very different from 11 days ago, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. 7-0 Cardinals. 3rd and 10. Spot in the state championship waiting. Blitz coming. Weil throws left. Sandrew made the catch. Forward progress will go to the 44 as he was brought down by Galindo, who's a little banged up and takes a seat, in fact. That's going to be a gain of 8. I thought they were going to give him the 45, bringing up 4th and a yard, but it'll be 4th and 2 with 3:09 remaining first half.
And that was another nice play by Galindo with single coverage on the outside against Shane Sandrew. Able to make a nice solo tackle. You hope that he's okay.
Just stretching out his right foot. Looks like Dan Gardella reporting in from Darien's game. And Tyler Spellman, a screen pass. He scores. They are tied at 7 in that one. And Galindo up and walking. Windsor up 19-0 on Newington. And I know I got a couple of people listening to me right in front of me, so I will say it loud enough. West Haven 21, Fairfield Prep nothing.
It's going to be 4th and 2 for the Wreckers.
I would imagine things at Rafferty are a little nervous right now.
They ought to be.
Just a few miles from where we're sitting. 4th and 2. Wreckers are going to go for it. They bring Goldman into the backfield. Motion with a receiver to each side. Cardinals don't jump. They look back. Oh, the Cardinals looked like they were ready to leap, but they did not. Clock down to 2:44. 7-0 Cardinals. 4th and 2 if they snap it. Trying it again. Another look back.
Play clock at 6.
And they're going to need a timeout in all likelihood, and they will take it here.
Yeah, they were trying to get him to jump. I don't think they were going to snap that ball.
No, I agree with you. So second timeout used, 2:29 remaining first half in a rather intriguing and, as I said, kind of eerie atmosphere because you sense a bit of nervousness in this crowd.
You're starting to feel a little bit of that. And on the Greenwich side, you're wondering about the injury to Nico Galindo, if he can continue in this game. The man of the hour, if he cannot, is another junior defensive back, Julian Cirilla, number 13. He will definitely be getting some snaps here.
And now Marcus will come on to punt it away. Lopez drops back inside his own 20. Punt coming. This game just kind of creeping along. Snap is mask high, gets it away, sends it away from Lopez, and that a bit of a shank that'll go to the 35. And shank in that he just turned it right. It wasn't that it was a bad punt. It was just kind of a weird punt.
Well, bad by his standards. He knows he's better than that.
One thing I will remind everybody tweeting today, and Sean Saylor probably knows what I'm going to say. When you are tweeting about a game, tweet both teams. Mention both teams in your blasted tweet. Because I'm sitting here trying to read them on the air, and I'll give you credit, but... Killingly on top of Waterford 21-7 because Metal Ned knows how to do it. I have complained about that for years. 2:18 remaining first half. Greenwich at their own 36. Far hash. They'll try the ground. And Lopez is going nowhere. The crowd did push him for about two. No, they're going to move him to the 38. Goldman in on the stop. 2 minutes remaining first half. That has been different this year in covering Brunswick football. They follow kind of a different set of rules. There is now a two-minute timeout, which is weird, but that is the truth. There is a two-minute warning. Not here. Second and eight. Two receivers to the right. D'Angelo will run the draw and just uses the big push to get to the 42. They'll mark him there, bringing up a third and four. Cardinals with three timeouts. No reason to stop the clock. And a minute 23 remaining first half.
Staples with one timeout. And we get a stoppage at play here.
Yeah, we do have a stop.
It's an official's timeout?
At the moment. Let's see if they're going to reset the clock.
They're talking with Adam Behrens on the sideline here. Let's see what the discussion is about.
And if there is a clock issue, they will radio up. Doesn't appear to be that. It's 1:18.
Yeah, it was two running plays, so the clock should not have stopped.
No. 7-0 Greenwich. Third and four. When we get there. But we're not there yet.
Eventually.
Yeah, the referee talking rather demonstratively to Coach Behrens and the Staples sideline. All right, now start the clock. Nope, clock did not start.
Yeah, they did reset the play clock.
That's one thing, but the game clock still at 1:18. And now walking over to explain it to Coach Tony Morello, whose mom I connected with on Facebook this week, so hello to her, and very kind words from her for our coverage throughout the year. All right, clock starts running with 1:15 remaining in the first half.
All right, here we go. We're on the same page, I think.
Fourth and four at the Greenwich 42. And I would imagine Greenwich pretty comfortable to run out the clock if they can. Obviously,
yeah, you'd love to go to halftime up 7-0. There's no question.
If you can peel off for a run and get a touchdown, great. Third and four. Motion in the backfield.
Yep.
And motion on the line.
Right tackle jumped.
So that'll be penalty number three against the Cardinals with 44 remaining in the first half. It was going to be a run play. I'm sure that'll come as no surprise. Darien and Notre Dame of West Haven tied at 7 at halftime. Thank you, Dan Gardella, former HAN Network intern. Those HAN Network interns aren't doing too badly, I must say. 3rd and 9. Here's D'Angelo, gives it off. Lopez started left, breaks through. He'll get to the 40, but it'll bring up 4th and 6. And the Wreckers are going to spend a timeout. Yes, they are.
Yeah, that's their last timeout.
I was going to be absolutely shocked if Greenwich had taken that timeout, but not the case. Yeah, if you wonder, just to finish on the HAN Network interns, which is nearly a decade ago, Dan Gardella reporting today, you know, does a great job. And then, I mean, Jake Zimmer is the voice of TD Bank Garden. He is the PA announcer for the Boston Bruins.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tune in to a Bruins game on the network. You know, go to the playoffs, and you'll hear Kenny Albert go, "Let's go to public address announcer Jake Zimmer."
All right. Moving up in the world,
I'm like, come on. This is too cool.
Love it.
Yeah, I love seeing that. Matt Hamilton, who was an intern of ours years ago on the NFL Network, and then they moved over and joined Kay Adams on her Up and Adams program that she does. And so it's cool to see what these people have done over the years. All right, here comes the punt with 37 remaining first half. 7-0 Greenwich. And now?
I think the Cardinals want a timeout.
They do, yes. This game has crawled to a halt.
Considering how low scoring it's been, you're right. There's been a lot of stoppages, a lot of changes of possession as well. But everything we talked about in the pregame that Greenwich was going to have to do, they've done to this point. I think you have to say they've kept it low scoring. Their offense has had some momentum moving the football. Obviously, they hit the one home run play to Blake Martin in the first half, but they've done a decent job offensively, and the defense has gotten after Nick Weil.
And I don't blame Coach Behrens for what he's doing, because let's see if they can get something going over the last 37 seconds and then get the ball to start the second half.
That's a key point here, yeah.
They're trying the wraparound, but Greenwich with the 7-0 lead right now. Punt on the way, got it off, and it's a bomb.
Good punt.
Sandrew watches it go over his head. Here comes the cavalry
to down
it. Wow. At the one.
How about that?
How about 59 on that punt? The Wreckers. Now, if you're Coach Behrens, put a headset on. Do you just take a knee?
Well, now you got to be careful at your own 1 yard line.
I agree. You push into the line.
Absolutely.
And hope the ball doesn't get punched out. Sean Kilkelly will handle halftime in a moment, but that's 26 seconds away. Many thanks to everyone who supported the clubhouse on Wednesday night. Over 400 pounds of food was collected.
Is that what the number was?
Yeah.
Wow, good for you
and
guys.
And cash donations as well, so it was a very, very good night. All right, from under center, right on the goal line, first down, and Weil just takes it and runs into the line. But a flag down, because why not?
Hey, what else is new, as Al Michaels would say.
Greenwich is going to get hit for an offside.
Oh, yeah, they were pretty eager to get after Staples on that, and understandably so. Maybe a little too eager.
Fourth pre-snap penalty on the Cardinals in this one so far. So now first down. And five at the 6. 24 seconds remaining in the half. And again from under center, but this time Weil can take a knee. One big play, the difference in the game. And Greenwich is heading off with a 7-0 lead, 24 minutes from a state championship appearance. But there's a lot of football to be played in this one, Dan.
A lot of football still left, but as I mentioned a moment ago, the keys to the game that Greenwich needed to go there in their favor. They've checked all the boxes so far. And if you're Coach Morello, you have to be pretty happy with the way your defense has come to play today. And that's the formula for the second half, is continue to get after Nick Weil, continue to make him uncomfortable back there, make him make decisions he doesn't want to make. And if your offense, do enough to keep the football away from this high-powered Staples offense that can awaken at any time.
Halftime here in Westport. Greenwich 7, Staples nothing. We'll see you for the second half in a little bit. Sean Kilkelly's got the halftime extravaganza. Here, you're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
You spend a lot to insure your car and home. An experienced insurance agent can manage your insurance costs, fund the gaps in coverage, and save you money. And that's what you'll get when you speak with the professionals at Greenwich Independent Insurance.
Hi, I'm Cindy Greco. Let us take some of the risk out of life. For more than a century, Greenwich Independent Insurance has provided responsive, uncomplicated, friendly, and efficient insurance products for our customers.
And I'm Nicole Lombardo. We are your Greenwich neighbors. We're about getting you affordable insurance policies and great insurance protection for your cars, home, boat, life, and for whatever your insurance needs may be.
And I'm Rick Wellington. Greenwich Independent Insurance has found insurance solutions for more than a century. We have the knowledge and experience to find the answers you need. Let's talk.
For your cars, home, life, and business, Greenwich Independent Insurance has the answers. Speak to an agent at 203-869-0302 and at GreenwichInsurance.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly back in the home studios on this sleepy Sunday afternoon, but a very busy day in the world of sports. Taking a look at the NFL this afternoon, Saints and the Giants, they are scoreless, 8.5 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Jets trailing at the Dolphins 6-0. About 7:30 to go in the first quarter. Jags at the Titans. Tennessee up 3-0, 6 minutes to play in the first. Falcons 7, Vikings nothing. Panthers and the Eagles scoreless early in the first. Browns trailing at Pittsburgh 3-0, 8:55 to go in the first quarter. Buccaneers 7, Raiders nothing, 8 minutes to play in the first. 4 o'clock start, Cardinals at home against the Seahawks. Bills at the Rams. Bears on the road in San Francisco to take on the 49ers. And the Chiefs tonight, Kansas City, they are at home, and they host the Chargers. That game gets underway at 8:20. The score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals with a 7-0 lead after two quarters of play against the Staples Wreckers. Shifting gears now to the NBA, the Bulls have a 10-point lead, 33-23, at home against the Philadelphia 76ers, 11 minutes to play in the second quarter. Brooklyn Nets at home this afternoon as they will host the Milwaukee Bucks. That game set to tip off at 3 o'clock. Hornets at the Pacers, Hawks at home to the Nuggets, Cavaliers on the road in Miami to battle the Heat. Timberwolves, they take to the road tonight against the Golden State Warriors. That game scheduled to tip off at 8:30. On the ice this afternoon, Riley Smith notching a goal for the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden. It's 1-0 Blue Shirts over Seattle, 2:15 to go in the first period. Vancouver, they are at home against the Lightning, 4 o'clock start for them. The Islanders skate against the Senators, 5 p.m. start for that game. Blue Jackets in Winnipeg to take on the Jets tonight. Devils at home at the Rock in Newark, New Jersey, against the Colorado Avalanche, 7 o'clock start. Utah in Philadelphia to take on the Flyers. Dallas hosting the Calgary Flames tonight at 8 o'clock. Taking a look at top 25 men's college basketball action, it is Auburn with an 86-49 lead against Richmond, 6:20 to go in the ballgame. Maryland, they lead Purdue 62-61, 7 minutes to go in that one. Kansas trails at Missouri 28-17, 7.5 to play in the first half. Howard on the road at number 14, Cincinnati. That game set to tip off in about 20 minutes from now. Texas A&M visiting Texas Tech. Arkansas State at Memphis. UConn on the road at Texas. Jackson State at Iowa State. Duke on the road at Louisville. And Oregon at home against UCLA. Once again, the score right here, the Greenwich Cardinals have a 7-0 lead over the Staples Wreckers through two quarters of play. Taking a look at women's top 25 college basketball action, Notre Dame 59, Syracuse 37, 2:20 to play in the third quarter. Iowa State 20, Central Michigan 9, 3:08 to play in the opening quarter. Other games, Texas at James Madison and Tennessee State on the road at number 18, Ole Miss. That game set to start at 2 o'clock. Michigan hosts Northwestern, DePaul at Michigan State, Nebraska at home against Minnesota, Alabama State on the road at Oklahoma. LSU hosts Grambling, Virginia Tech at Duke, Illinois visiting Ohio State, Texas A&M at home to Kansas State, UCLA at Washington, and later on tonight, 7 o'clock start, South Carolina on the road at TCU. We will take a timeout. Greenwich has the 7-0 lead at the half over Staples. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Glenville Shell at 222 Glenville Road is the place to refill and replenish and has been for over 100 years. A true old-fashioned, full-service gas station combined with today's modern convenience store. They can keep your car running at its best or bring it back to life with their full repair service. Also, take advantage of Glenville Shell's full-service gasoline fill-ups along with tire pressure check and refill. Or just as happily, you can pump your own. For a service appointment, call Glenville Shell at 203-531-9147. Chicken Joe's at 231 East Putnam Avenue in Koskob has fried chicken, gourmet wraps, barbecue chicken, homemade salads, fresh-cut nuggets, and much more. And you'll find Chicken Joe's food truck at all GHS home games, as well as all GYFL games. Buy any NFL team hat from Chicken Joe, and 30% of the purchase goes to the GYFL. And for catering and takeout orders, call 203-861-0099. That's 203-861-0099. Chicken Joe's, oh yeah. Yeah.
If your car gets crunched, bumped, or scraped, take it to Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Zelenz Brothers has been rejuvenating damaged autos in the Greenwich community since 1912. First, Zelenz Brothers will give you a free computerized estimate in 5 to 10 minutes. No appointment needed. And when they proceed with the job, it'll be done faster than ever. With Zelenz's state-of-the-art super clean painting and baking booth that can bake that paint job to perfection within a short 30 minutes. Zelenz Brothers Auto Body. Most collisions repaired within 2 days at 37 Sherwood Place in Greenwich.
Once you get the meat and cheese for your sub freshly sliced right in front of you at Jersey Mike's, I'll tell you, there's no going back to anything else. That'd be like going back to dial-up internet. Ugh. Am I connecting to space to order Jersey Mike's? Any day now. Okay, it's about to connect. What? Well, who picked up the phone? Nope, there's no going back once you see it freshly sliced at Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing.
but I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Connecticut did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
In 1976, Mario Gabelli laid the foundation of what would become a landmark in asset management. Today, Gabelli Funds manages $30 billion in assets for individuals and institutions alike. At Gabelli, located here in Greenwich, we don't just manage investments, we cultivate them through rigorous, bottom-up research, ensuring every decision is grounded in value and opportunity. Our investment solutions are diverse: value, growth, convertibles, and fixed income, crafted for the discerning investor who seeks more than just returns, but a partner who invests with purpose and insight. Experience investment guidance that's as personalized as it is powerful. Our commitment to you is echoed in every strategy, every insight, every risk-adjusted return. To discuss your investment plans, give our teammate Katie Durkin a call at 203-529-7525 or visit us at gabelli.com.
Gabelli Funds, LLC, is a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission and is a wholly owned subsidiary of GAMCO Investors, Inc., ticker symbol GAMI.
Nobody knows like Pinocchio knows. He knows our business.
For over 50 years, Pinocchio Brothers Incorporated has served the commercial and residential construction industries with scheduled or on-call trash and debris removal. Pinocchio can also supply you with any size or special dumpster. For prompt, reliable service with radio dispatch trucks, the ability to load at ground level, and always a competitive price, call Pinocchio Brothers every time. In Connecticut, call 203-869-9099. Or in New York, call 914-939-5346. Pinocchio Brothers, Liberty Place in Stamford. We knows our business. Call 203-869-9099 or 914-939-5346.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios. It's halftime. The Greenwich Cardinals have a 7-0 lead over Staples. We'll get back out to the guys in a few minutes from now for third quarter action. Taking a look at some other high school scores, it is West Haven with the lead 28-7 over Fairfield Prep. And taking a look at St. Joe's, they are up 14-7 at halftime. St. Joe's 14, Hand 7 at half. West Haven and Fairfield Prep. Sheehan against Wyndham. Sheehan 28, Wyndham 7. Getting some scores off of X. Right here, the score, Greenwich Cardinals 7, Staples nothing. We'll take a timeout and then get set for third quarter action. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So, go to gardencatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Do you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
And welcome back to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com. I'm Sean Kilkelly in the home studios. Two quarters in the books. We've got a great one on hand. Greenwich 7 and Staples nothing. Should be exciting third and fourth quarters. Here with all the action, Rob Adams and Dan Murphy.
Thank you, Sean Kilkelly, and of course, thanks to Sean once again for his coverage all season. Not that we are trying to rule out anything else, because there could still be a whole nother week of football, but Dan, the Cardinals have to survive a second half. They have a 7-0 lead, but the Wreckers get the ball first. They've got to continue to set the tone here if you're the Cardinals.
Well, the story of this game, for me, can be summed up in one statistic. Staples' total offensive yardage, 21, to Greenwich's 157. Of course, Greenwich got about half of that on one play with the long touchdown to Blake Martin. But Greenwich's defense has been the story here today, shutting down a very good, very explosive Staples offense, keeping Nick Weil and his playmakers off balance all afternoon so far. That is the formula if you're Greenwich. You like how you've played this game. You've kept it low scoring. At times it's been ugly, but you've kept it in front of you. You've kept Staples off the scoreboard. You're 24 minutes away from a trip to the state championship game. We're going to find out if this team can close the deal here.
It's going to be a fascinating second half. I mean, for a one-possession game, you can't ask for much more. Cardinal defense has just been brilliant. Dan gave you the numbers, and that backs that up. And I think this crowd is, I don't know if it's in shock or it's not as big as I thought it was going to be, and it's not as rowdy as I thought it was going to be. I'm surprised.
Well, and I think part of it is that, you know, the Staples offense hasn't given them much to cheer about, let's be honest. But we know that this Staples team, they can get right back in this game in a heartbeat. You know, it's only, you know, their offensive playmakers are home run hitters, and we've seen that all year from them. So Greenwich is going to have to stay focused. And the other thing to keep an eye on here is the injury to Nico Galindo in the first half. If he's not able to continue the second half, Julian Cirilla, number 13. They're going to be moving down the depth chart at cornerback. That might be something that Staples tries to exploit here in the second half.
The Wreckers have made their way out to the field. Cardinals have yet to join them. We will continue to keep an eye, obviously, on other games, including exactly who will the Cardinals play if. And there's still a ways to go. Cardinals will tee up the ball. They are ready. And Shane Sandrew, and Anthony Armentano are both ready down to our right. Here's the approach and the kickoff. High and end over end coming down. Armentano at the 7. Starts to his left. Has an opening over there. Stays on his feet. Almost broke through. Tripped up past the 25-yard line. Looked like Hunter Woods got a hand on him to trip him up and knock him down. So it'll be Wrecker football. They have marked the ball at the 34. And the Wreckers from right to left, ball on the near hash. Weil and Armentano in the backfield, two receivers right, one near side left. Cardinals rush four. Armentano with an opening off the left side. It closes. He'll get to the 39. Waiting, Peter Von Velakis, the senior on his way to Navy. It'll be second down. Second and five.
Yeah, Staples, when their offense is going well, they like to be well-balanced, and Armentano has not gotten going himself either this first half.
Ball at the 39, 7-0 Greenwich on a second and five. Cheating in the linebackers. It'll be a give and a delay, and they rip him right down. Armentano will lose yardage. Cardinals say they've got the ball. The officials have yet to concur with them. And that appears to stay with... No, it's Greenwich football. It's a fumble. Cardinals were right on top of it, and they get it. Second turnover committed by the Wreckers.
That's just a great job there. I couldn't tell if it was Justin Carroll who ripped it out as Armentano was going to the ground, but right place, right time there. Come up with the fumble recovery, and this is something that Greenwich has had to do today. Get turnovers, get good field position, and here's another opportunity for their offense with a short field to do something with it.
You don't want to make too much of a turnover with 11:03 remaining in the third, but it feels like this is where you have to take advantage.
Oh, this is a huge possession for this offense. No question.
First down for the Cardinals on the near hash at the Wrecker 35. Lopez at the left hip of D'Angelo. Motion in the backfield. One receiver out to the right. Lopez bounces off the left side. Tries to find a hole. Ducks down across the 30 near the 26. They'll give him 8. Make it second and 2. Jared DeLuca was over there to help make the stop.
Goldman with the tackle for the Wreckers. Second and 2.
10:42 remaining. Third quarter. Remember, a one possession game, 7-0, but it's very quiet here. It's nervous time.
It's been very quiet on this Staples side of the field, hasn't it?
Sure has. Second and 2. Martin, the receiver, out to the left. Right back to the ground. Lopez nudging. Maybe a yard. So it'll be third and a yard at the Wrecker 26. Goldman and Crandall on the stop, and third and a yard. And you can't help but feel like four down territory. And the wind's swirling, so I can't say you've got it at your back that you can assume a field goal either.
Yeah, watching Julian Ravina in warm-ups. He has about 45 yards of range kicking from right to left. Not sure if that's the case going from left to right, which is the direction they're going in right now.
Lopez stays in the backfield with D'Angelo on third and a yard. Waiting on that snap. Gets it. Back it goes. Lopez is roughed up as he ran into Charlie Leahy. It'll be fourth down, and there are some Cardinals pounding the turf in frustration. And fourth in decision time. Doesn't seem to be much of a decision. Cardinal offense is still out there in a huge spot.
Yes. I think you're right on the edge of Ravina's field goal range here, but your offense has done a good job this year of converting fourth and one, fourth and two, so it's worth a shot.
D'Angelo will try to get him to move. Nothing yet. Fourth and a yard. He takes. He'll do it himself. He is beaten in the backfield and taken down, and that brings the crowd right back. Eddie Vandermeer made the stop. One of the captains for the Wreckers, and a huge turn gives it back to the Wreckers with 8:50 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, one of the things we've been watching in this game is the physicality, the matchup up front between the tackles. And Staples, their defensive line and linebackers have done a good job of winning that battle at the line of scrimmage, and that's exactly what you saw there.
And you had two chances to get basically 2 yards. First down at the record 27. Twins to the near side, four receiver set total. Weil back in with Armentano. He sets, looks to throw, goes right, incomplete, overthrowing Halkey near the 33-yard line. It'll be second and 10. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football.
You're listening to the sports voice of Fairfield County, 1490 WGCH, Greenwich.
Paul Lane Field, Staples Stadium, Rob Adams, Dan Murphy. 8:47 remaining, third quarter, Greenwich 7, Staples nothing in the state semifinal in Class LL. Motion from Smith in the backfield. Smith on a high screen has it knocked right out of his hands, incomplete, and a fired up Jack Carroll came over and lowered the boom. It'll be third down.
Yeah, that throw was a little bit too high from Weil. It's probably a good thing that was an incomplete pass, because Jack Carroll was right there to blow the play up in case it was a completion.
It'll be a big third down. In a score that probably many don't care about, Steelers just took a 10-3 lead on the Browns. Rolling left here on third down, pass is caught at the 41-yard line. While rolling out to his left and hits Connor Kelly for a first down. I'm glad the PA announcer had it, because I did not have that number on the roster. He was listed as 28, but it's a first down. Shotgun snap on first down, out to the right on a wide receiver screen, went to Smith. Almost had the ball stripped away from him by Kyle Ebanks, who makes the stop. It'll be a loss of two on the pass to Halkey.
Yeah, but that's a good job of reading the screen, and Greenwich again flying to the ball there, wrapping him up in the backfield.
So it'll be second and 12. Seven nothing Greenwich, 7:45 remaining, third quarter. A Blake Martin 85-yard touchdown catch and run, the difference in the game. Darien has taken a 14-7 lead in their game. Here is Weil to throw, throws right.
That pass falls incomplete.
That is incomplete. Intended for Davis Crandall, bringing up third and 10.
Third and 12 for the Wreckers.
Third and 12, excuse me.
Yeah, we call Davis Crandall's his number most often on defense. He's a great linebacker for this team, but he'll also play two-way. You'll see him lined up a lot at tight end.
And Sonia struggling against Woodland, 26-22 in that game. They're through three, and halftime, Massac up 20, 27-7 on Bunnell. Third and 12 here. 7.5 remaining, third quarter. Weil takes, rolling left, still rolling, pursuit coming, throws up a prayer, a wobbler, that is caught! At the record 36-yard line, at the Cardinal 36, excuse me, Justin Halkey just had to kind of play center field and pull it in.
There is a flag down where the pass was caught. So hang on a second.
Pass interference against Greenwich will be declined.
Flag on Greenwich for pass interference. That's declined. It's going to be a Wrecker first down.
So it'll be a first down for the Wreckers at the Cardinal 36. Still 7-0 here. And New Canaan up 21-14 in their game. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Weil gives it to Armentano, running to his left, got slowed up by Parra. He's going to lose about two.
Justin Carroll with the tackle.
Back to the 39. We'll mark him at the 38, second and 12. Parra slowed him up. Justin Carroll finished it off. Sheehan on top of Windham, 35-7. Coming down to 6.5 remaining, third quarter. Empty backfield now. Two left, three right. Weil, quick throw, quick strike. Nathan Smith with a quick turn and a first down to the Greenwich 25. The defender slipped. It gave him a little extra room to run. The Wreckers on the march. Ball goes to the Greenwich 24-yard line.
That's a good job by Nick Weil there, recognizing he's got a good matchup there because Jack Carroll slipped a bit out of his cut. He's able to find the open man there and pick up the first down. Staples has done a better job on this drive picking up the blitz.
Twins go out to the right, three to the left, empty backfield. Some motion from Sandrew, rolling right, in trouble, down he goes. Santi Parra gets Weil all the way back at the 35.
Well, just as I said that they were doing a better job. I have a way of jinxing things, don't I? But that's all Santi Parra there going unblocked right up the middle, and Weil had no chance.
It's a loss of 9 on the sack. He's the team leader in sacks. 5:20 to go, third quarter.
It has been a real privilege to watch his development and growth as a player this season.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Picking up where his brother left off, right?
And when you get a whole nother year of him.
Yeah, that's right. He is a junior.
One receiver to the right, three to the left on second and 19. Rolling left is Weil. They like that play to the left, and they're going to stay with it incomplete. And a flag down. Jack Carroll, the defender. Hockey, the intended receiver. And you know the way that's going.
I think he was a little too eager to go for the player there.
So they will march that off. Of course, with it being second and 19, that gets marked off all the way to become second and a long four now. And they'll mark it at the 17-yard line. A five-receiver set with trips out to the right. 4:59 to go, third quarter. 7-0 Greenwich, that is in peril. Weil in an empty backfield. He takes, quick pass, goes left, gets it off to Halkey. Halkey makes a turn and gets a first down to the Greenwich 9. It'll be first and goal for the Wreckers.
And that's one of the ways that you can help neutralize a pass rush, is getting the ball out quickly, and that's what they've done a good job of on this drive.
Smith will head out to the right. Halkey will join him. Sandrew all alone out to the left. Armentano in the backfield alongside of Weil. Set up in more of a pistol. Play action. Weil to the end zone. Diving try. Sandrew incomplete. Matched up with Julian Sorella. It'll be second and goal.
Yeah, this is that matchup that we're going to have to keep an eye on here. They're looking to go in that direction a lot. That ball thrown a little bit too far outside for Sandrew. He made a nice diving attempt, though.
Second and goal Greenwich has led since the 6:40 mark of the second quarter. Off a fake, and that ball's on the turf. It's going to be Greenwich football. Para came out with it off what was going to be a wild run, and it is turnover number three for the Wreckers. The Cardinals get the ball.
Boy, and that is, again, the timely playmaking by this Greenwich defense. Stepping up, their backs against the wall, deep in their own end. They need to make a play defensively. No better time for a strip of Nick Weil, who's trying to run a quarterback draw off left tackle.
And Weil has not run the ball that much today, Dan.
No, he hasn't, and that's not really what he wants to do. That's not how they like to use him.
First down for the Cardinals. Back at their own 12-yard line. It's Lopez with a little slip. He barrels forward, slides his way to the 18. A gain of six. However, the officials are waving their arms. So they have stopped the clock. And again, is this another?
Again, they're discussing something with Adam Behrens on the sideline.
Just another play clock scenario, or? So this is the second time we've watched it happen, and there's not much explanation up here for us. In the meantime, the ball is marked at the 19, bringing up a second and three. Seven nothing Greenwich, 4:08 remaining, third quarter here in Westport.
Well, that's a huge disappointment for Staples. That was a 13-play drive they were working on, knocking on the door. So to come away with that with no points, that's a huge momentum swing in this game for Greenwich. Now you got to see if the offense can take advantage of it and get something going themselves.
Second and three. Lopez in the backfield. O'Donnell goes in motion. And here's Lopez trying to break out of the Goldman tackle. Nothing doing. He'll lose right maybe a couple of inches at the 19. So in theory, call it third and three along four maybe. Sean Saylor sitting off to the left of Dan, no doubt keeping great stats for us.
He's all over, man. He's whispering in my ear after every play. He's got some little tidbit for me every time.
There's a story in there, of course. Third and a long four. Got to go back to the 22 state championship for that one. Trips to the left. Third and four. D'Angelo. Pushing the pile. Should have a first down with a last lunge. And it will be a first down.
Yeah, that was second effort there. He stopped about a yard short initially, but the push of that pile forward gets him enough to move the chains.
Greenwich, of course, plays Fairfield Prep in the 22 state championship. Sean Saylor says, oh, I'd like to take a ride with you guys. You and Chris go up to East Hartford. I said, sure, come on up. We'll justify having you there, get you a credential. You can do stats for us. And we're going through calling that game, and I'm looking up going, any minute now I'm going to get handed stats. First down for the Cardinals. From left to right they go. Four-man rush. Back to the ground, Lopez. Can't break out of the Crandall tackle. No gain on the carry. Maybe even a half yard to a yard loss, and that's the case. Call it second. Let's call it second and ten. Halftime, Chris Irway looking at me going, we getting any stats? Long story short, no. He never wrote a number down. But he enjoyed the experience, and we love having him around.
He was just happy to be there, you know?
One of my closest,
all right.
One of my closest friends. I'm happy to have him. But it was funny. I'm like, where are the stats? And the state, by the way, also didn't keep stats. Second and 10. Here's Lopez on the carry. Rumbles over people out near the 30 on a gain of six. It'll bring up third and four. Crandall and others on the stop as we're down to 1:40 to go in the third. Is it me or is it like a strange atmosphere here for a one-score game?
And we'll get an official timeout with 1:28 remaining in the third.
I think there was an equipment issue with one of the Greenwich offensive linemen.
That does appear to be the case.
But so there's an official timeout while they sort that out.
Looks like they are ready to restart. Or not. Yeah, there's been a among the strangeness, there's been a strange rhythm to this game, too.
Yeah, well, we said in the first half, there's been way more clock stoppages and changes of possession than you would expect out of a 7-0 game.
And that's exactly what this game still is. Twins to the near side right, one out to the left. Third and four. Showing blitz. Did they jump? They did.
They got him to jump.
Randall came a little too far into the neutral zone.
Flag on the play.
Penalty number five against the Wreckers.
And that is huge because if you're Staples, you've done a good job against this Greenwich offense on third down.
So it'll be a fresh set of downs for the Cardinals.
Well, and this is the kind of drive here as we get towards the end of the third quarter. Greenwich would have loved to have one or two of these. Take lots of time off the clock. They got the ball with 4:17 to go in the third quarter.
At the 46, to the ground with Lopez. Follows his blockers, makes a turn to the right, and stretches to the 39. Armentano in on the stop after a gain of three, maybe four. I'm giving him three.
And where I was going with that comment about 4:17 in the third, they can run out the rest of the third quarter without running another play.
And they're just about ready to with 14 remaining in the third. Clock down to 10. And the Cardinals in no rush. For third quarter is over. We're through three. Time to buckle up for the fourth quarter. 12 minutes remaining to play for the state championship. After three. Greenwich 7, Staples nothing. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
Garden Catering has become a Greenwich landmark for great food served fresh and fast. Now with 9 locations in Connecticut and New York, Garden Catering continues to make people happy with its famous nuggets, made from 100% white meat chicken with no antibiotics ever. Hand-cut daily, cooked to perfection. But there's so much more on the menu. There's burgers, sandwiches, wraps, garden salads, kale salad, vegetarian choices, all-day breakfast. So go to GardenCatering.com, check out the menu and the locations. Garden Catering, food so good, you'll just keep coming back.
Hi, this is Nick Fox, class of 2003. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
Time for quarter number four. Rob Adams, Dan Murphy in Westport at Staples Stadium. Paul Lane Field. Try to get you some scoring updates as Sean Saylor's phone is working. Mine is not. Greenwich 12 minutes away from playing for the state championship. Staples with plenty to say about it.
Still a long way to go.
Second and seven. Lopez. On the ground, fighting his way inside the 40 for maybe three, bringing up a likely third and four. And Charlie Leahy in on the stop. At halftime, it was West Haven leading Fairfield Prep 28-7, but that's all we have. Dan said it, top of the broadcast, tough to beat the team that you played so close within 11 days twice. Motion in the backfield on third and four. D'Angelo on a flea flicker. Going left side, Blake Martin. He's got it! Inside the 30. Left side to the 28-yard line.
Blake Martin, the man of the hour. The flea flicker gets Staples to bite a little bit at just a half-step hesitation, and that allows Martin to get behind the defense, and a beautifully thrown ball by D'Angelo.
A gain of 29 and a first down to the 28-yard line with 11 minutes remaining.
And a second touchdown, if Greenwich can get there, would be something for sure. From the near hash, D'Angelo with Lopez in the backfield. Back to D'Angelo on that play fake. Off the right side, he goes, fights his way for five, maybe four, down to the 24-yard line. Jake McGee made the stop.
Yeah,
10:29 to go.
Excuse me, Rob. Yeah, D'Angelo, they've kept him in check for the most part running the football today, but you're starting to see Lopez getting the chunks again. You're starting to see D'Angelo run the football in chunks again. Greenwich's offensive line has gotten a good push against that Staples front on this drive in particular. So let's see if they can keep that going.
Inside the 25 at the 24-yard line. D'Angelo with twins out to the left, waiting, stutter step, Lopez. Lopez pushing, goes to the right sideline. He is taken down inside the five. It'll be first and goal.
Boy, it looked like he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, but then the next I saw, he just popped right out to the right side, got loose down the far sideline. Lopez's biggest run of this game so far, and this is what you want to see, this Greenwich running game get cooking here in the fourth quarter.
First and goal at the 3. 9:50 remaining, fourth quarter. Ball on the far hash. Motion in the backfield. On first down, Lopez right up the middle. Pushes near the goal line. Pushes in, got it, touchdown. A 3-yard touchdown run, and Greenwich takes a 13-0 lead.
And who else would you give it to if you need 3 yards? The Hector Lopez Show is back. And this segment of the Hector Lopez Show has been brought to you by Garden Catering.
Could go for some right now. Extra point coming up. Or Chicken Joe's. I'm not fussy. Ravina's extra point is good. 9:45 remaining, fourth quarter, and they might be playing West Haven, who has a 35-7 lead. 9:45 remaining in this one. 14-0 Greenwich. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com.
They are role models and educators. Their work requires a great deal of time and energy for very little pay. Who are these unsung heroes?
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
The simple truth about education-based athletics in Connecticut is this. Without a committed team of coaches and administrators, they just wouldn't be possible. School sports, they bring out the best in all of us. This message presented by the Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference and the Connecticut Association of Athletic Directors.
Hi, this is Steve Longo, Greenwich High, class of 2001. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
It's nervous time here in Westport now. 14-0 Greenwich with 9:45 remaining.
It's a 12-play, 89-yard drive for the Cardinals, culminating in the 3-yard touchdown run by Hector Lopez.
Here is the kickoff. End over end, heading to the far side, but on the run, taken by Armentano at the 20. Had a little daylight and able to get past the 40-yard line, so they get good field position. Let's see if I can update some scores for you. Woodland trailing Ansonia 22-15, 3:38 remaining, fourth quarter in that one. 28-14 Darien on top in their game. Ben Rolap with a touchdown run. And Windsor, no score in that one that they reported. Brookfield, a 28-0 lead in their game. Sheen up 42-7. First down for the Wreckers. 9:40 remaining. Shotgun snap, empty backfield, looking right. That is complete. Out near the 49. Josh Marcus in a small window able to make that catch on a gain of 7. It'll bring up 2nd and 3. But 9:20 remaining. Staples with all 3 timeouts. I try not to overhype things. This a must drive in your opinion?
I think you got to get something here, yeah.
Second and three. Empty backfield again, out to the right. That's complete. Going underneath, he gets it into Cardinal territory and a first down as it goes to Halkey. Carroll the coverage, but a first down at the Greenwich 46. But the clock down to 8:55. And Greenwich, West Haven, maybe?
Well,
that's too wild to even consider. Empty backfield, three receivers to the left. Shotgun snap. Ready. And overthrowing his intended receiver down the left side. Rush that throw intended for Kelly.
And there is a Cardinal down right in the middle of the field.
As Pete Falla and Tony Morello come out onto the field.
But on that last play, Wild got hit as he threw, and guess who was in on it? Justin Carroll and Santi Parra were all over it.
They have been all over the place today. 8:38 remaining, Greenwich with a 14-0 lead. As the injured Cardinal up on his feet and walking. And
that's Jack Kelly.
Yeah, it is. But walking under his own power.
Seems to be getting off the field okay.
Yeah.
One of the many in that stable of linebackers that we've seen play so well for this Cardinals defense all season.
St. Joe's after three up on hand, 14-7. So, some good games today. Looks like Ansonia came up with a pick six. And now the Wreckers in business. Second and 10 at the Cardinal 46. Throwing, that is caught by Sandrew, who makes a move and is brought down immediately at the 42 by Noah Steele. That was kind of a wobbler that sat there, but Sandrew got it and got maybe five, bringing up third and, let's call it a long six.
Yeah, but a great tackle around the ankles there by Noah Steele in the open field to prevent him from getting away, limiting it to a short gain. Greenwich will take plays like that, trading yardage for time at this point in the game.
Tick, 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 down to 8:08. Cardinals jumpy, well, flag down.
Greenwich has blitzed on every play of this drive so far. And it looked like they were going to do the same, but they were a little too excited on that one.
That does not give the Wreckers a first down.
It's now going to be third and one for the Wreckers.
It's penalty number six against the Cardinals. So heavier package comes in. That includes Cody Goldman.
Yeah, and if it's third and short, especially on this side of the field, it's easily four down territory for Staples.
With 7:51 remaining. This drive eating up clock. Goldman's going to take the handoff, and he's going to be roughed up at the line of scrimmage.
He did not get it.
He did not get it. Max Marek was able to get him. And so fourth and a yard with 7.5 to go. This play does not end the game if the Cardinals shut it down, just to be clear. You still got 7-19.
No, but it would help. That's for sure.
Two-score game, though. Crowd trying to climb back into it. Fourth and a long yard. Sandra in motion. He stops and turns around to the near side. Weil to throw. Does get the first down and gets it to Sandra. Inside the 35-yard line. One key thing that I'll say the Cardinals are doing, and I know Staples is all three timeouts, but they're tackling people inbounds.
Tackling people inbounds, limiting the yards after catch. That's a nice play design there on fourth down. Greenwich expecting a run, a short pass out to the right. Pick up the first down.
Staying with the empty backfield on first down. At the Greenwich 32, Wild to throw. Looking left, in trouble, Pete Von Velakis gets him. It's almost like he lost track of Von Vlachis, and all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, he was looking downfield. I don't think he even saw Von Vlachis coming at him.
A loss of 7. Back to the 39.
I'll tell you, this Greenwich front seven has been the co-MVPs of this game.
St. Joe's up 10 in their game after a Jake Rios field goal at 17-7 there. Here it's 14-0 with 5:55 to go. Weil from the empty backfield throws underneath, complete. That is well short of the first down at the 35, so still a long way to go, but underneath to Kelly.
But again, a short completion inbounds. So clock moving down under 5:40.
And the ball at the 41, bringing up third and 13. A long 14, you might say. 5:25, tick, tick, tick. It gets really dramatic if the Wreckers can punch it home. They'll send two receivers out to the left. Loya goes out there along with Smith. A third receiver comes over. Armentano in the backfield as Wild takes and sets. Steps up, deep ball into the end zone and incomplete. Actually beating the defender was Halkey, that third receiver on the left side.
I think he had a step on Chase Anesta running that seam down the middle. The throw is just a little bit too far out of his reach.
And so, with 5:02 remaining, a fourth and 14. Greenwich, consider this a wellness check. How's your blood pressure doing back there?
I'm hanging in there, Rob.
You're
doing
okay?
How are you doing?
Okay. I'm just checking on the town.
Yeah.
Fourth and 14. Twins to each side. Cardinals showing blitz. Sandrew starts in motion. Weil to throw. Weil in trouble. Weil steps up. Throws to the end zone. That is incomplete. No flag. Steal the defender intended for, I believe, Smith 9 yards deep.
Yeah, he was going for the home run ball there to Nathan Smith. And how about the coverage from Noah Steele today? He's had himself a heck of a day.
And folks starting to head toward the exits with 4:56 remaining.
That's a great example of what we've seen this second half. Staples has had success moving the ball between the 20s, but we've seen a bend but don't break style defense from Greenwich in the second half.
Wins are considered by many to be the top team in the state, a 50-0 lead in their semifinal game.
Well, I'd say there's good reason for them being considered the number one team, right?
And the Cardinals trying to run out the clock with 4:56 to go. Lopez on first down, right side. Crandall with the stop and a flag down at the end of the play. He'll get three. But it is holding against the Cardinals. 4:51 to go, and stranger things have happened, but folks emptying the bleachers here.
Oh, yeah, and if you're Greenwich, yeah, you're up 14. Yeah, it's under 5 minutes to go, but you're playing a great football team, and you can't take anything for granted here.
I consider nothing in the books in a 14-0 game, especially Greenwich Staples. I've seen too many
You've
things.
Seen a lot over the years,
I've
yeah.
I've seen too many things. 5:00 the penalty. First down back at the 26. D'Angelo taking his time. Now takes the snap. Gives it right off to Lopez. Lopez, not much. A yard or two, maybe.
Carried by Lopez to the right.
And a timeout.
Yeah, I would imagine Staples is going to start using their timeouts.
And they will.
So they had all three starting this drive.
They did. Now they're down to two with 4:22 remaining.
Yeah.
Oh, Woodland has scored with 25 seconds remaining. They are going for two to beat Ansonia. Not there yet, but they're going for it.
All right.
And you know what? West Haven's going to the state championship. They have a 42-7 lead
wow.
with 4 minutes to play.
How about that result? Hey, they're not sleeping on West Haven now, are they?
They are not. And Woodland got the two-point conversion. They lead Ansonia 23-22 with 25 seconds to play.
Now, high drama here on semifinal Sunday, huh?
That is for sure. But Corian Harris, a 26-yard touchdown, 42-7 West Haven. Second and a lot. Call it 19. Lopez carrying. He's back near the original line of scrimmage across the 35. And another timeout with 4:16 to go.
Yeah, but that's what we've seen this second half. Greenwich's running game has started to come to life here. I mean, you're still going to be faced with a third and long when we get out of this timeout, but... The name of the game at this point for Greenwich is to get first downs.
Yes.
You know, keep the football on your side. Make Staples use their last timeout coming up here. They just used their second one. In an ideal world, you don't want to give the ball back to Staples.
By the way, this is a rather shocking development. I gave you that West Haven score. It's now running clock in that game. At Fairfield Prep, running clock.
Wow.
And Prep by many considered to be one of the top three teams in the state all year. What a development.
What a stunning result.
Third and eight. D'Angelo takes, gives to Lopez. Lopez fights to the 41-yard line for a gain of three. It will bring up a fourth and five. With the final timeout taken by the Wreckers with 4:09 remaining. Windsor beat Newington 50-0, so that one is done. Windsor will face Massac in the Double M Championship. And New Canaan, a 35-20 lead in their game. I thought both Darien and New Canaan might be in for bigger fights in their battles as we were seeing some of the early results, but it seems like both of them are going to survive, which means, yes, friends, you're getting Darien New Canaan for the state championship.
Yeah, stop us if you've heard that before.
I've called a couple of those.
Well, that's always a fascinating matchup, isn't it?
Called one in the Snow Bowl back in 2013 down in Stamford. Did another one where a missed extra point was the difference at Ken Strong Stadium just a few years later. Punt coming with 4:09 remaining. Here's the snap. Rush coming. Able to get it away. Spiraling kick. Takes a bounce. A Greenwich roll. And it's out of bounds. Near the 26-yard line.
You know, quietly, we haven't mentioned his name very much, but Alex Kay has had a very good game today punting the football.
Yes. So it'll be first down for the Wreckers, moving from left to right in the Navy uniforms at their own 26. They wear white pants, the white helmet with the big block style S on it. 14-0 Greenwich. Wild rolling the pocket right. Still rolling, fires high. And that is caught. A wonderful catch by Halkey at the 44-yard line. A gain of 18 and a first down.
Yeah, that's Nick Weil rolling to his right, making a nice throw. It's a little bit high, but Halkey able to come down with it.
Two in the backfield. Motion from Halkey. A four-receiver set total. Back to throw Weil. Brings it right. Finds Sandrew at the 45. Tries to fight out of a double team and is taken down at the Greenwich 45. Steele made the stop, but 3:34 remaining. and no timeouts now for the Wreckers.
Yeah, and that's something that Sandrew needed to do there, was try to get out of bounds, but instead he fought back into the field of play. And that's the problem there, is it keeps the clock moving.
Twins to each side. Wild throws. It broken up. Intended for Sandrew, but Noah Steele knocks it away. It'll be second and ten.
Yeah, there's that man again, Noah Steele. Single coverage on the outside with Sandrew on this drive. That's a good job by him getting his hand in there and knocking it out.
By the way, we've had a webcam going for this whole thing today. You've either seen maybe my jacket or one of the flags behind us. We can't show you the field. So it's an experiment. Bear with us.
It's a work in progress.
Second and ten. Twins to each side. Weil with a drop. In trouble. Has the ball hit. And it's intercepted. Picked off by Jack Carroll. Off the deflection. And that might wrap it up. Richie McMurray was bringing the hammer from the blind side.
Richie McMurray comes in unblocked. Hits Weil on his blind side. He's hit as he throws. That ball is up for grabs, and Jack Carroll is right there to come down with the interception.
What did we say the difference could that the Cardinals couldn't do today? They couldn't turn the ball over. What have the Wreckers done? Turn the ball over
four turnovers. Four turnovers for the Cardinals on Thanksgiving. Four turnovers for the Wreckers today.
And points off turnovers count. The Cardinals have points off turnovers in this game. .313 to go. Cardinal offense back on at their own 40. To the ground with Lopez. And the ball on the turf.
Carried by Lopez up the middle.
Cardinals give it. Cardinals taketh away. Wreckers get it back. At the Greenwich 45. This game is not done.
Yeah, it's just an unfortunate mistake there by Lopez. At this point in the game, you know you got to be careful with the football.
Stop me if you've heard this one before. We're not the PA announcers.
I don't even know what's going on over there.
I think it's the lost phone. Yeah, Sean Saylor's saying yes.
Oh, boy.
First down for the Wreckers. Wild to throw. Looks. Has a man. Smith makes the catch inside the 35, down near the 32. Jack Carroll, the defender, but 3:01 remaining. So the Wreckers have to be on fire now. Clock starts running down to 2:58, 14-0 Greenwich. First down inside the 35-yard line. From the near hash. Goldman in the backfield. Wild takes. Looking right, throws right. Does get a man. Sandrew at the 19. He's knocked out of bounds by Steele. They will mark him at the 21. So another first down, 2:39 remaining in a two-score game. And tick, tick, tick. Clock currently stopped. Ball at the 21. Weil gets everyone lined up. Sandrew out to the right. Motion from Smith. Here's Weil to throw. Weil looking right. Goes to Smith, incomplete. That ball high but catchable down near the 5.
Yeah, hit Nate Smith in the hands there. They're kind of leaving Noah Steele and Nate Smith together on an island here this second half for really a lot of this game.
2:30.
Call it Steele Island or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I like that. 2:35 remaining. Coining a phrase. Goldman with Weil in the backfield, trips out to the left. Sandrew to the right. Looking to throw. Down he goes. Justin Carroll brings it down at the 29.
There's that man again.
And yet every time you're tempted to say that's it, not yet. Third down, 2:17 remaining. A lot can happen in 2 minutes and 13 seconds.
Crazier things have happened, as you would say.
Ball on the near hash, Wild to throw. Looking, goes right, has a man. down near the 15. It's Smith on the catch, 2 minutes to go, but it's short of a first down.
That's a good job again by Noah Steele of making sure he tackles him in bounds. So the clock is running under 1:50.
Fourth and three, just inside the 15. Weil looking, goes right. That ball is low and incomplete. Carroll, the defender, and Smith, the intended receiver,
that's
at
it.
The one.
That's it.
And that's going to turn it over on downs. What are you doing next weekend?
Oh, I don't know, Rob. I'm hanging out with you, I think.
I think we might have plans next Friday or Saturday, either in New Britain or East Hartford.
There is a player down in the near the end zone.
Yeah, it was
on the near side.
It was Smith.
I can't tell who it is. It was Nate Smith,
yep.
But he's up and walking off now.
So with 1:36 remaining, you're a couple of knees from going to the state championship.
Well, it's the greatest feeling in the world for these Greenwich players. All you got to do is go into victory formation, and they will be playing for the state championship next weekend.
And likely against West Haven if that has gone final, and I imagine it probably has.
And that is a matchup we saw way back in week one. We were up at Ken Strong Stadium there in West Haven.
And from under center with a minute 35 to go, D'Angelo does take the knee. Ansonia, by the way, I don't know how, but Ansonia won 30-23. Believe it or not.
We're going to need an explanation of that finish, aren't we?
A 34-yard touchdown catch with 5 seconds remaining. Somehow Ansonia won that game.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you kidding? Wow. That'll make your head hurt. Here, one more, well, maybe two more knees. There's one of them with 55 remaining. 14-0 Greenwich.
Got to say hello to the webcam. I've not made my presence felt on the camera all day today.
You have not.
There we go.
One more nail down.
And they are ecstatic on that Greenwich sideline. And why shouldn't they be?
You can hear them. And there it is.
That's going to do it.
I can't even believe I'm saying these words, but the Greenwich Cardinals are heading to the state championship game. Final score, Greenwich 14, Staples nothing.
You really got to give credit to these Cardinal players. And I'm going to give a shout out to defensive coordinator Brian Hochter, who came in here with a game plan to disrupt the Staples offense, and he kept them off balance all game long. And they were the real MVPs today. And
really?
Boy, who wants to play this Greenwich team next week?
Are they Jekyll? Are they Hyde? Who are these Cardinals? I guess we're going to find out.
Well, and we wondered before this game if Greenwich was going to be able to win a game against a team like Staples if their offense doesn't have the best day. And Greenwich, you know, to their credit, the defense, you know, played the best out of all the units, but you know, this offense made enough plays. It wasn't spectacular on offense, but it was good enough. And boy, if they're going to play defense like this next week, they have a great chance against anybody.
And it's in all likelihood, and it's not final yet to my knowledge, but it's going to be a rematch with West Haven. As you said, week one, that first broadcast of yours. And how about your rookie year, by the way?
I must be the good luck charm, you know. We're in the state championship game as soon as I show up, right? But, yeah, that week one game against West Haven where Greenwich basically came flying out of the gates. They were up 14-0 before anybody blinked. That was a 24-6 final score up at West Haven. A lot to talk about as far as that matchup is concerned. But, you know, West Haven's going to have revenge on their mind, so that's not going to be an easy game for either team, but it's one that I'm definitely looking forward to.
And we don't know where yet. We don't know when yet. We know Friday. We know Saturday. My guess is Saturday, to be honest with you, but we don't know.
Yeah, so to be determined as far as the date, to be determined as far as location. But no matter what, it's going to be a fascinating matchup, and I expect it to be a great game. And really got to take my head off here to Staples as well. They had a great season. They came into this game 10-1. They had a very good year coming off a state championship a year ago. Nick Weil and company, they were fantastic all year, and they'll be back next year. Make no mistake about it. This is a team that's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Well, what it means today is there will be a new Class LL champion, Staples the defending champion. There will also be a new number one team in the state. That was Staples last year. But it's just when you think about what 11 days ago was like, it's almost hard to imagine what you're seeing here today.
I got to tell you, it's not that hard for me to imagine it because, like I said, you can flush the game, get rid of it. You're coming back 11 days later. It's very difficult to replicate the same thing twice. And Greenwich, they didn't let 11 days get to their head. They came in here. They weren't worried about it. They had a great game plan. And let's be honest, they took it right to Staples from the opening kickoff for this game.
That being said, they couldn't quite penetrate the defense just enough. They started very good, but then Staples seemed to figure it out, and it felt like we were heading toward either no score all game or 7-0, but the Cardinals did just enough. That long touchdown catch and run by Blake Martin, and then off the turnover, that long sustained drive that got them their second touchdown.
Which was aided by another big play by Blake Martin, as you recall, on that flea flicker. Yeah, so how about the last couple of games that he's had? I haven't called his name too much this season, but boy, he's picked a heck of a time to have his two biggest games of the season at wide receiver there, Blake Martin.
I will tell you this, Double L's championship game, I believe, was at a Root Field last year, because I think the thinking is, as much as the belief is Double L is the heavyweight class and you want to put them at the rent, the CIAC didn't do that last year. What will they do this year? Honestly, I have no idea, but I'll tell you this, Dan and I'll be wherever they are.
I got nothing better to do, so let's do it.
I can't believe it, but it is true, and we're watching this Wreckers team walk off the field. They are obviously heartbroken and crestfallen, and just extremely deliriously but calm Greenwich football squad as well. They're clearly overjoyed, but also taking a lot of this in stride.
Yeah, for Greenwich, they know that they still have work to do. I'm sure they'll enjoy this one. They'll be back to work again tomorrow to prep for a showdown with West Haven for the Class LL championship. And for Staples, a lot of these seniors, this was the last football game they're going to play. And so there's always a lot of emotion involved with that, especially when you have the couple of seasons that this program has had, the last two, and have it come up short the way that it did today.
Well,
but all the respect to Staples and that program. They've got a great thing going. Coach Behrens is going to have them back and ready to go next season for sure.
The best thing I can tell you folks is obviously watch the CIAC website and social media, but if you follow me on any social media, I will keep you updated. I'll update the WGCH account as well. But either way, we're off to the state championship.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Going to be a lot of fun. Scoring in this one, Blake Martin, an 85-yard touchdown catch and run, 6:40 remaining to go, remaining in the first half, made it 7-0, and then Hector Lopez really kind of put the cherry on the sundae, a 3-yard touchdown run with 9:45 remaining in the fourth quarter. Final score, Greenwich 14, Staples nothing. And the Greenwich Cardinals are on their way to the state championship game, where we assume they will be playing West Haven next weekend. I keep thinking next Saturday, but check your local listings. That's the best way I can put it to you. I'm going to take one last look at the scoreboard to see if I can figure out what's going on. 42-7 West Haven running clock, I would say. Greenwich West Haven next weekend. That'll do it from here at Pauline Field at Staples Stadium. Greenwich 14, Staples nothing. The Cardinals are now 10-2. And the Wreckers finish their season at 10-2. For Sean Kilkelly back in the studio, Sean Saylor here, Dan Murphy alongside of me. I'm Rob Adams. You've been listening to Greenwich Cardinals football with the final score, Greenwich 14, Staples nothing. We will see you next weekend for the Class LL state championship game from Westport. Good night, everyone.
Which is quite fantastic to watch, really.